Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Here's the song that I sing to my kids every single night when I'm tucking them into bed, Brandon.
Oh.
I want to kiss you on the lips. That's my thing.
What do they say back to you?
I got a teenager now. I think it's kind of stupid. But in the old days when they were little, it was like one of their favorite songs. I want to kiss you on the lips. Here's our headline. It's over. World Cup kiss becomes Spanish football's hashtag Me Too moment. This comes from Ashifa Kassam and The Guardian. I don't even think anybody can accuse me of Me Too of talking about kissing my kids on the lips, Brandon.
Well, maybe they could.
I don't know.
Ashifa Kassam is a European correspondent. So I don't know if we can give them a WOKA or a MAGA meter. I think that we're just going to have to call it good. I mean, she might be a Pakistani Muslim. Who knows? But anyway, interesting article for sure.
Brandon, kiss me on the lips. Here we go. Luis Rubiales, the embattled head of the Spanish Football Federation, had lashed out at fake feminism and bemoaned what he called a social assassination in the reaction to his grabbing Jenny Hermoso by the head and kissing her on the lips during the medal ceremony at the World Cup. On Saturday, FIFA suspended Rubiales for 90 days, ordering him both in and the federation to stay away from Hermosa and those close to her. Backlash against Rubiales conducted with swift. World Cup champion said they would not play for the national team until the federation's leadership was removed. More than 50 other female players said the same. On Saturday, nearly all of the coaching and technical staff resigned. Quote, this is from a journalist in Spain. To all the guys who were stunned by the reaction against Rubiales, it's because this has happened to all of us, with our boss, with our client, with our teacher, with our friend, with a stranger, with you. So this Spain is obviously going through their Me Too movement, which I'm assuming is different because they're European and they do kiss each other on the cheek and lips. But just to start with this, Brandon, have you seen the actual kiss? I went to YouTube and watched it.
Oh, yeah. I watched it live.
Okay. So live, it just kind of went away, but it gathered steam afterwards. If you look from 5,000 feet away, it doesn't. It just looks like a fit of passion. A guy got excited and did that. And it kind of looks, once again, from 5,000, like nothing wrong happened. But you could also see how it was completely inappropriate.
Well,
I'm just giving you.
No. I understand exactly what you're saying. And I think there's that danger that we have, as you know, that I think that one of the problems of the woke movement is that it's a bunch of herd followers. So you can't have a disagreement with somebody. You can't have a disagreement about trans issues or feminist issues. Or if you disagree, you're the enemy. You can't even have a conversation. And that's the problem with it. But in this case, I think you look at the initial reaction of these women. And men, by the way, it's not just women that are doing this. It's Spanish soccer players that are doing this. There's a famous picture of a Colombian soccer player, a woman, who holds up, after she scores a goal for her professional team, holds up the jersey of Jenny Hermoso and basically, you know, like, hey, we're with you. I think that this is, you know, in the moment you could say, oh, it's just one thing. But what makes this powerful is the fact that these women have felt this abuse forever. And that's what they're at. It's like, this is the straw that broke the camel's back. It's like, did he do? I mean, by the way, there's another picture of him standing holding his crotch. I mean, this guy's clearly a knucklehead, whatever. Okay. But whatever. But my point is that it might just be the straw that broke the camel's back, but it's pretty clear that this movement that has come on, that the saying is, what is it? Se acabó, right? Or cabio. Which is basically the equivalent of Me Too in Spain, is sweeping Spain. This isn't just one or two people complaining. This is tens of thousands of women coming out in the streets and protesting. You don't get that kind of thing unless people are angry. The Black Lives Movement didn't happen because it never happened to Black people. It took that kind of movement because lots of Black people had been abused by the police.
So in my life, I am hoping to bring my movement. Yours is a National Volunteer Act for the United States, getting rid of the internet. Mm-hmm. You have a couple of other issues you're bringing to the United States.
Yeah.
My movement is, how are we judging a person on something they do? Now, I don't know Luis Rubiales, but from the context you've given me, doesn't seem like the best of guys. Maybe he's done this a lot And so this is truly the camel that broke the straw's back. And this guy's a dirtbag, and he needs to go. I don't know, but hopefully if I said a bad word on the radio, my boss would say, hey, you've never done this in the 20 years you've worked here before. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you a pass. So I hope in life we give people a pass.
Yeah, Harvey Weinstein didn't get that because he'd only done it one time.
Yeah.
Right? It wasn't like a one-off and he made a mistake. This was a pattern of behavior.
Correct. Here's the other thing. I don't care what Luis, what his past is. He might be an angel. Hey, man, a woman in this day and age says, hey, that was inappropriate. You know what you say?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. And at end scene. Sorry. That's it.
Yeah, I got swept up in the...
But he decided to fight this.
Yeah, he went... He doubled down on this, dude.
He, like, literally... Like, okay, dude.
He had an opportunity to come out and say, hey, you know what? I got caught up in the moment, but I totally hear what Jenny Hermosa said. I never should have done it. No man should do this. Women should be protected from men. I want to be the... I'm going to give up my salary for you. Whatever he needed to do to protect himself to say that. But there's a very interesting cartoon that's sweeping Spain and Europe, I guess. And it basically is a grandmother talking to her granddaughter. And she says to the grandmother says, Grandma, tell me about how your team won the World Cup. And the grandmother says, we didn't just win the World Cup, little one. We won so much more. This is a monumental sea change moment. Number one, there have been basically, what was it, 5 teams that had ever won the Women's World Cup before this time. Spain had never won. So that was a big deal for the Spanish women's team because most people that don't follow soccer, women's soccer, whatever, didn't know that last time around, it was a big controversy in the Spanish Women's Soccer Federation, not just them, but England, all over the world, how women were just not getting taken care of. They were poor facilities, weren't being paid. So that was the big issue. This time around, this team of Spanish women win, and they win convincingly. They were really good. They won this tournament. They hoist the World Cup. And what's the very first thing that happens as they're standing up on the stage to hoist the World Cup? This dude kisses her on the lips. Like, hey, it's about power imbalance. That's what all these movements are about. Is that people finally are like, sorry. I mean, I hear it from my wife all the time. I'm sure you hear it from yours. But even in this day and age, women are still kind of like, oh, that's so cute. I could talk to a dude in a certain way. Like if I'm on a board with somebody or doing something and I disagree with another, I could say it. No one's going to come back at me and say, you know, there might be woke people under the, you're a terrible white man. That might be true. But if I say, hey, I think we should do this, no one's going to say, well, whatever, Mr., you know, tough guy, alpha male. No. But if a woman says that, they're oftentimes berated, like you're being such a nag. It's like, why? Because I don't agree with you? So this still happens, and women have to fight uphill all the time. We look at it in income disparity. We look at all these things. I think this is one of the greatest moments in women's world history. I truly believe that because Spain is not America. Spain is a country that is different culturally than America.
Yes.
And they're pushing for this. So it says, hey, dude, when is it going to come that Egypt or an Arab country with really hardcore oppressive issues for women's rights, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, when are they? I mean, by the way, this is happening all over the world where women are being repressed. So I think that the more we see women stand up for one another and step up and say, you can't do this to me or you can't do this to her or anyone else, I think it's a good thing.
What is his defense? I just don't understand what Luis is thinking. Like, hey, man, this is the way it's always been. So sorry. I mean, like, he's not saying.
He said, I got caught up in the moment. It's not a big deal. I was just, you know, it's like, hey, I was just giving her a kiss. You know, why are you making such a big deal about it? It's like, you know, hey, honey, I'm sorry. You know, I exposed myself to you. But hey, what's the big deal? It's just a wiener. I mean, literally, that's what these dudes do. They basically do this stuff and then they act like, hey, what are you getting all worked up about? It's not a big deal. I'm like, it's a power imbalance issue, bro. That's what it's about.
Yeah. I mean, once again, I am not the wokest of the wokest on, and I don't believe you are either. And I probably make all sorts of mistakes in it when it comes to my relationship with women. But I do realize we are in a different age. Like, we're headed in a different time, and I'm going to have to act differently than I did 10 years ago, 5 years ago. And I just wonder why it's so hard for grown men. Maybe it's because Luis is probably entitled, right? He's the head of the Spanish Football Federation. I'm sure he's used to a certain amount of getting whatever he wants. So he can't just say, I'm sorry, whereas I've been beaten down the hard-ridden streets of life that I understand that the world's a different place. I'm not given anything. So I can adjust easier than he can.
Perhaps. And I also think that there is a pendulum swing back from more conservative groups that are like, you guys are making a mountain out of a molehill. I'm like, you quoted that journalist in the beginning that this has happened with our bosses, with our clients, with our teacher, with our friends, with the stranger, with you, right? That this has happened with lots of people. So, you know, wake up, smell the bacon, dude. I mean, you need to, there was, during the Me Too movement, there was some crazy, remember Aziz Ansari?
Yeah.
He got accused of being, and he was like, I just went out on a date with this woman. And it turned out she kind of, this was a very.
Embellished it.
It was embellished, and it was a pendulum swing way out on this dude.
Yeah.
But bottom line is very simple. If you're a man today in America, you have to be very careful about what you say and what you do. The cavalier days of being able to, hey, honey, you look great today. Nice, nice pants. Like, you can't do that. You just can't.
And that's not fair, Brandon. And that's not fair.
I know. And if people think that's not fair, then suck it. I don't care what you think. I don't like it. I would like it to be more relaxed too, because I feel like in my heart, I'm a, you know, pretty easygoing guy. But all I know is that
most guys aren't that way.
And I know that if I don't do it, there's nothing to necessarily gain by like saying, hey, you look great, honey. There's lots to lose. And so just don't do it. I mean, I had a rule when I was a teacher that I never, ever was in a room alone with another woman without the door being open, period, ever. And I would say, if somebody came and talked to me, it's like, hey, do you mind leaving the door open? And it was because I wanted to be able to say, if somebody made an accusation, that I could say, hey, you know what? I did everything I could to mitigate that. Sorry that happened. But again, it goes back to what this dude, how he handled it. It's always the cover up. He basically is like, hey, you people are, you know, idiots. And then he's like, yeah, well, okay, I'm sorry. I guess I messed up. Like, no, bro, and again, maybe he culturally just doesn't get it, but boy, he will get it. He's going to lose his job. They are going to fire him.
It bears repeating. I feel like we talk about a story a week where there are people living in Mad Men and they want the world to go back to where you can just be like, hey, sweetie, and give her the world moves forward. We're making progress to a better way of understanding how life works, and this is part of it. And you cannot treat women the same as you used to treat women, men. And I'm sure people are accusing us to being the president and mayor of Wokistan. I don't think we are. I just feel like we got a grip on reality and the way the world's trending.
And it's like, do I agree with every single thing that the Me Too movement did? No, I don't agree with everything the Black Lives Matter movement has done. But I do believe this. I do believe that Black people have been mistreated by the police. And I do believe that we need support, those that conversation needs to be supported, period, hands down, full stop. Okay?
Are there any women other than your wife that you would kiss on the lips?
No, I don't think so. Maybe my sister.
I've got a couple of European friends that we do some a Dutch friend and
Kissing on the cheek. I mean, that's, you know, but at that point, you have to make sure that I think more than ever before is that needs to be very clear that's okay.
My wife, my bestest friend, that his mom and my mom went to high school together.
Uh-huh.
He's a lover. We know each other forever. They will kiss on the lips, this friend of mine and my wife.
What?
And me and his wife are just laugh so hard.
That's awful.
Just kiss on the lips.
Maybe there's more to it than meets the eye. I'm just saying.
You know what?
No judgment, Larry. No judgment. If you've got an open marriage.
If my wife wants to date Steve Thorne, you know what? Go for it. Brandon, before we go, I'd like to remind the good folks of the Smarticle podcast, all two of them, that you should share this podcast so we get up to 4 listeners. Like, subscribe, leave a comment. Those things are really important to us. More than giving us Bitcoin or Dogecoin.
I'll take Dogecoin.
I'll take it too. But leaving a comment wherever you listen to the podcast, that's really important. Follow us on the social medias. All of those things matter a huge amount. Brandon eventually wants to get out of the ghetto. So once again, if you could follow, like, and subscribe to the Part Smarticle podcast, do that. Brandon, I'd like to thank you for being one of my wokest friends and for not kissing women inappropriately on the lips.